Jackalope Radio wanted to let you know that our beloved radio messiah, Brad Westmar, is on holidays.
I think I'm so big. Blah, blah, blah.
With his lovely wife, Christy. And Presley. Not that Presley.
Don't.
In the meantime, we present you the best of the Brad Westmar Show. Coming up.
Over the past few months, I noticed I was losing some hair. So I talked to my doctor, and he told me about Rogaine. I asked him about Propecia, but he told me since I'm on the antidepressant Paxil, Propecia might not be a good idea, and Paxil causes some sexual dysfunction. So I take Viagra to counteract that. But that causes me to feel nauseated, which is why I use this antacid, which works well for that, but it doesn't work for long enough periods for my heartburn or acid reflux. So my doctor told me about Prilosec, which keeps me awake. So he gave me Xanax, which I started taking too much of, and that kind of worried him. So he weaned me off that and put me on Trazodone, which is not really a sleeping medication, but it works like one anyway, and it's non-addictive. It also causes headaches, which is why I take Vioxx. Vioxx works differently than any other anti-inflammatory and lasts up to 24 hours, and that can be a huge pain when it hurts your stomach like it does mine. Not nauseous, just sharp stabbing pains. Hydrocodone fixed that, but boy does that make me nauseous. So now I reach for new Mayflux. Mayflux is scientifically designed to stop nausea instantly. New Mayflux. Ask your doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here, broadcasting live from his hotel room here in Atlanta, Georgia. Haven't been here in 17 years since my first marriage. Long story. Don't want to get into it. But through the magic of special digital recording, I am here broadcasting from my hotel room. That's right. Doing a special bonus segment for you here on the Brad Westmar Show. I have recently completed dinner at Morton's Steakhouse. And one thing about Morton's that is absolutely weird and insane, I have not eaten there since I was in Cleveland at a Morton's Steakhouse many moons ago. Forgot completely about how they bring out the live animals while they are telling you what they have available for you to eat. And it is insane. It's crazy. It's weird. It's really strange when they bring out a tray with live cows. No, they don't bring live cows. They may as well bring live cows out to show you what they're going to kill and cook for you to eat. But they do bring out a live lobster on a tray. Very freaky, very weird, right in front of you. It's just, it's creepy. It's strange. It's very weird to have something like that that you could eat in a few minutes. It's creepy. What more can I say? Anyway, thinking about sitting here, I had a huge meal. Had a huge steak, had bread, mushrooms and onions, hash browns, nice big fat Caesar salad, several beers. And I'm like sitting here in my hotel room going, you know, I'm really full, but there's still something missing. I need something on top of all that to help me settle, to help me lay down for the night and go bye-bye, go night-night. And I think I know exactly what it is. So if you'll allow me the opportunity, I'm going to call room service right now. As soon as I can find the freaking number. Bear with me here. Well, if we check the phone and see, is there a number to call for room service? No. This is the Marriott. They wouldn't have something as simple as that. Of course not. Oh, dial zero. Press zero. Yeah, I was just kind of curious to know what kind of Haagen-Dazs ice cream you might have. Okay. I suppose I should have asked for room service first. Transferring now. Strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. Strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, Neapolitan. And it sounds like I got disconnected. Never a good sign. Hang up. And press zero again. Press zero again. Damn it! Yeah, I was calling room service, but I got disconnected. Sure. Do they have a speakerphone? Oh, they do. Let's see. Try it this way. Is it going to happen again? If it does, I'm going to scream. Yes, sir. I was just wondering what kind of Haagen-Dazs ice cream you might have.
We have chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
Ah, that's chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla, right?
Yes.
Okay. Could I order some chocolate to be delivered to my room?
Sure, I can. Can I have your room number, sir?
Sure, it's 339. Would that happen to come maybe with some, you know what, can I get a Diet Coke as well?
Okay.
And some ice water? Okay.
Anything else tonight, sir?
That'll be it. Just need a little topper there to put me to bed.
All right. Give me about 20 to 30 minutes. I'll have it right to your room.
Okay, sounds good. Right, bye. Thanks. Bye. If they got to milk the cow, 20 to 30 freaking minutes for a bowl of ice cream? Better be a big effing bowl. Anyway, so now why is the phone ringing? Who's calling me back? What? I didn't want to answer it. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Carl, this is Jonathan, room service again. You did say Diet Coke, right?
I did say Diet. Yeah, you don't have Coke Zero, do you?
No.
Yeah, Diet Coke's fine then.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Go milk that cow. Anyway, so... Here we are. Here I am, I should say, doing a bonus segment for you, broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, from the Courtyard. Well, no, the Marriott. The Marriott downtown Atlanta, Georgia, on Spring Street, here for a special
hello
show.
It's your drug dealer.
Show about my
I thought I'd call
merchandise.
In case you needed anything at all.
And, you know, it's been a good day. I can't complain. As I mentioned, I got to see a live lobster sitting next to me, begging me for it to be boiled. please, please, eat me, eat me. Been a long time since I've heard those words. And I got to tell you, you know, I've said this before. I don't mind being on the road for business. I really don't. For about 24 hours. Then it gets old. And something else I really don't mind that I thought I kind of did mind, but if you're, I don't like traveling with people for business. I don't like traveling with maybe fellow, you know, employees for business generally, because you feel like you have to like entertain their thoughts and needs. But I'm traveling today with my boss's son. And to be quite honest, it's been okay. It's been all right. I can't complain at this point. I really, really can't complain. Rarity for me to not complain, I know. But anyway, so as I said, I had a huge dinner and, you know, called home, spoke to the wife, spoke to the daughter, and decided that I still needed a topper. And my gut feeling is this ice cream's going to show up and it's going to be like a little itty bitty bowl. It says here $5.50 for some ice cream. Chocolate, yeah, that's fine. Okay. $5.50 plus 20% service fee and taxes included. So they're going to put 20% on top of that. So that's another $1.10. Or, sorry. Yeah, is that right? Yeah, $1.10. I've had a few blue moons as well. So that's going to make it $6.60. Plus, I'm going to be expected to give a tip. So, I'm in the wrong. Well, plus, there's going to be a soda on top of that. The soda's not going to be free. Nobody has Coke Zero. I'm in the land of Coke, okay? And I've eaten out now 3 times, and no Coke Zero. They got Coke. They got Diet Coke, but no Coke Zero. What's the point in putting out Coke Zero if you're not going to have it in your hometown? Isn't this where Coke is made? Haven't I been to the Coca-Cola factory before? Why do you not have Coke Zero in your restaurants? Come on. Stuff is so much better than Diet Coke. I've said it before. Diet Coke tastes like ass. It's crap. I am shocked that the amount of people that do drink Diet Coke. It is not good. It doesn't taste right. Diet Pepsi tastes better. And frankly, Diet Pepsi tastes like crap too. The only Diet Pop that tastes worth a crap at all is Diet Dr. Pepper. And I know I'm biased because Diet Dr. Pepper is my favorite diet soda. But seriously, Diet Dr. Pepper versus Diet Coke. It's hands down. Diet Dr. Pepper tastes like a regular soda, number one. And that's why I like Coke Zero so much better than I like Diet Coke. I stopped drinking regular soda back in 1995. Okay? When I decided that 305 pounds was a little bit too heavy for my 6'2½ frame. Okay? So, I haven't drank regular pop since then. I don't know what it tastes like. You know, what Pepsi tastes like anymore. I don't know what Coke tastes like anymore. But the first time I had Coke Zero, whoa, hello, perfect taste for somebody who's trying to not drink the calories and not drink the sugar, but still have a decent taste. In my opinion, the next best thing to Diet Dr. Pepper is Coke Zero. And frankly, I have had that Coke, or not, sorry, not Coke, that Diet Dr. Pepper 10, Dr. Pepper 5 or 10 or 16 or 12 or 2.5 or whatever the hell it's called. And it's okay. It really is okay. I just don't understand the point. You've got Dr. Pepper that nobody buys anymore. You've got Diet Dr. Pepper that is superb. And now you've also got a 10-calorie version of Dr. Pepper. So you've got the 150-calorie version, the 0-calorie version, and the 10-calorie version. I don't understand that at all. It's like asking a girl, do you want the 4-incher or do you want the 6-incher or the 12 inches? Which would you rather have, the 4, the 6, or the 12? I mean, seriously, what's the deal? Anyway, look, there's a part of me that wants to keep this rolling before my ice cream shows up. There's another part of me that would really rather save it for a drunken night in a bar when I'm on the road at a different time. I'm thinking that with the magic of digital recording, I could do this sometime in a bar. Plug in a microphone and just say, hey, everybody, I have a fake radio show. Anybody want to be on it? And away we go. That would be killer. But from my hotel room, it's not happening. So please forgive me for this drunken bonus segment. I am Brad Westmar, saying thank you for joining me on this bonus segment. And thank you for coming to bradwestmar.com. And frankly, yeah, thank you for coming. Why not? Good night.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Because once you're in, you'll never find your way out again.
No, you'll never be able to leave at all when you suck gargantuan mall.
Tattoos are painful and body piercing is so passe. Today, everybody wants the hottest new look. Body stapling. At Gargantuan Mall, it's Melinda's Body Stapling.
Hi, I'm Melinda.
It's quick. It's easy. Let Melinda staple your body. Rings, postcards, pictures of mom. You're limited only by your imagination. Never lose your driver's license again. Or just try his and her stapling. For that special someone, visit Melinda's Body Stapling in the Gargantuan Mall today and receive a gold-plated staple for the price of a regular staple. That's Melinda's Body Stapling.
Hi, I'm Melinda.
In the Gargantuan Mall.
No, you'll never be able to leave at all when you shop Gargantuan Mall.
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
We're back to the Brad Westmar Show. And I'm echoing. Why am I echoing? Why? What'd you do? Do I need to remind you that I'm echoing? I did. I needed to remind you that I was echoing. I know they
to get there, man. Give me a minute.
You would never. Can you hear the echo too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're back.
God, he's up my butt tonight.
Whew. Well.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. When you sit on my head.
Oh, bad imagery.
Sorry. All right. You ready? You ready for some weird news?
I'm weirdly ready.
I'm looking forward to your thoughts on some of these. Are you thinking you might want to have sex? No, just kidding. I'm Chris Hansen. No.
T.E.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wayne Kerr.
Oh.
And I'm here on the Brad Westmar Show with the weird news. Here's a few for you. But my music may be a little too loud. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Tee.
Snowmobilers fall through thin ice every season because the ice's thickness is difficult to estimate, especially at night. Less understandable is that every season, when other snowmobilers come to rescue the downed snowmobiler, they drive their vehicles as close as they can to the spot of the fall, which, of course, is right at the lip of thin ice break. Thus, virtually assuring that their vehicle, too, will fall in, such as the four people who fell through the ice in a pond near Holyrood, Newfoundland, in February. This brought to you by the Canadian Broadcasting Corps.
That's just brilliant.
I tell you what.
You know, why they're doing it on, I mean, I wouldn't trust it on ice in the first place.
Yeah.
But I know one person who's happy, or one group of people who's happy in this, are the snowmobile manufacturers.
Oh, yeah.
It probably has something on there that says, drive in thin ice all you want.
Yeah.
Because we're happy to make you buy another one.
It's true. It's a very good point. In 2002, there was apparently a theme park near Mexico City. That requires a little bit of something, I think. Let me see if I can find it here. Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
So we're not talking Mexico, Missouri.
No, but they play this song when you drive into Mexico, Missouri as well.
Excellent.
In 2002, there was apparently a theme park near Mexico. Near Mexico makes me talk Spanish. I'm going to need to turn this off. Okay. theme park near Mexico City in which potential immigrants to the U.S. could test their survival skills in an obstacle course mimicking the rigors one would endure sneaking across the border.
Wow.
Now, recently, Alchemy Labs.
Isn't that cute?
You're right. That is cute. A Massachusetts technology company announced plans to release an iPhone iPad app called Smuggle Truck. A video game in which players compete to drive a pickup truck full of illegals over rocky terrain from Mexico into the U.S. without too many passengers bouncing out and with in-game additions consisting of pregnant women giving birth en route.
Wow. I want to know what sound effects they'd use for a bouncing.
Well, I know one of them would be this.
Right, but there'd be a noise when they specifically popped off.
That's...
Would you insert random Speedy Gonzalez quotes?
Oh, you think so?
Right.
Special green cards are awarded to winners. It says here, though, at press time, Apple rejected the app, and Alchemy said it would alter the game to one of animals escaping from a forest instead of illegals escaping and crossing the border.
I'm surprised it got that far.
That's pretty freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
In 2007, Australian Wayne Scalino, then 30, quit his job in Sydney and somehow convinced his wife they should sell their house and move to Wisconsin for the sole purpose of rooting for the Green Bay Packers, about which he had enjoyed an inexplicable fascination since age 15. Said Scalino, at some point, you've got to... Can you do an Australian accent?
Not okay. Well.
At some point, you've got to start living the life you want to. After one season, the Scalinos returned home, but in February 2011, he was, of course, back in the U.S. on hand in Dallas for the Packers' victory in the Super Bowl. Scalino says his Australian friends are still bewildered. I try to talk to them about it, he said, but they just don't get it.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about dingoes stealing babies anymore. That's a plus.
Very true. Very true.
You should ask your Australian chum for his feedback on this.
He probably doesn't even know who the Green Bay Packers are.
That's why I think irony. It's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Record companies have... What's my Australian friend's name? You've forgotten, haven't you?
David something.
Yes, David M. Green.
That's right.
I'm David M. Green.
Maybe that's just the power of Brett Favre. He just unites people across the entire globe.
I think he does, because wasn't it some kid who hadn't taken off the Green Bay Packers jersey for years and years and years that we read about back on the old show that we did Inside the Vacuum? Yeah.
The Vortex, yes.
Anyway, record companies have enjoyed... This is pretty interesting. Record companies have enjoyed recent successes in court by suing individuals who have shared music by trading files through specialized websites that avoid paying copyright licensing fees, including LimeWire, which shut down last year. Mm-hmm. We know how Brad Westmar feels about this. 13 record companies won a summary judgment last year and applying a formula... Here we go.
I love the formula.
I know. They believe was set out in federal law. The companies demanded that LimeWire pay damages of up to $75 trillion, an amount more than five times the entire national debt. In March 2011, a federal judge said the company should modify the formula and lower their expectations. Need I say more?
You think there might be some modification called there?
Freaking brain.
I'm waiting for the government to adjust its own formula on our taxes.
Very good point. They should do that as well. But when you get these record companies, man, I mean, it's such a fine line between trying to just rip people off. And even Batman, a musician and a movie maker himself, thinks it's preposterous. So, Lainey.
Preposterous.
Lainey Wallace, 16, won the beauty contest at the 53rd Rattlesnake Roundup in Sweetwater, Texas in March, and the next day fulfilled the first duty of her reign, to behead and skin a Western Diamondback. You have to make sure you don't pop the bladder, the 2011 Miss Snake Charmer said shortly after.
How many times have you heard that?
Taking a few swipes with a machete. No kidding.
Whoa.
That would be a huge mess, she said. 3 years ago, News of the Weird informed readers of the annual beauty contest Muskrat Skinning Festival in Maryland's Eastern Shore region, in which the beauty part of the skinning part are separate. I'm sorry, the beauty part and the skinning part are separate, but in which in which that year two teenage girls entered both, with Dakota Abbott edging out Samantha Phillips for the crown of the Muskrat Skinning Festival.
Wow.
God. Oh, wow. Oh, here's one from my home state, Waterloo, Iowa. A Waterloo, Iowa school teacher, Larry Twig.
Wow. That.
Wow.
You don't think the kids make fun of that name?
No kidding. Wang Kerr giving the news about Larry Twig, who was arrested for lascivious conduct with a teenager, a crime that requires proof of, quote, sexual motivation. Though Twig allegedly had a teenage boy strip, take a chocolate syrup bath, and make a snow angel while in his underwear. There's something wrong with this. I used to do this all the time with my uncle. And play a video game nude. Do that all the time now. His lawyer said in March that the court-appointed psychiatrist would testify that Twig had no sexual motivation.
How long was the chocolate sauce on? Like, was that part of the video game?
It may have been. It didn't say how he got it off either.
Well, we know how.
It's true.
We can assume that there was some getting of something off.
No sexual motivation there. Don't pop the bladder.
Whoa, there might have been some bladder popping.
Convicted heinous Minnesota sex offender John Rydberg, 69, and still detained. Boy, who wrote these?
I don't know. Not I, said the doc. Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sex offender John Rydberg, 69, still detained after having served a sentence because he is still a, quote, danger, exhibited an upbeat demeanor for a three-judge panel in March, hoping for release. Maybe he was confused on what kind of release. No kidding. He said his number of victims was far fewer than the, quote, 94 he previously admitted to, explaining that he offered a purposely higher number because he was afraid underplaying his crimes might make it appear that he was lying. What can I say, offered Rydberg? I'm a work in progress.
Oh, he's a work of something.
Good Lord. Actually exaggerated?
Well,
any more comments? No.
That's so repulsive.
Ridiculous. At George Washington University's men's basketball game on March 5th, Accountancy Department Professor Robert Casimir was honored at halftime for being one of the elite financial donors at the university. But he was not around for the end of the game because he was ejected from the stands in the second half for harassing a referee about the officiating. Perfect.
Well, you know.
Well, he probably felt like he had a right.
Possibly. Maybe he was going to try to buy the ref off.
Yeah. Could be.
That's something.
The family of the late Roger Kreutz filed a lawsuit in St. Louis. Is it Roger Kreutz?
How's that spelled?
Kreutz?
I guess. In German, it'd be Kreutz, but...
Kreutz. Roger Kreutz filed a law... Can you say Roger Kreutz with a German accent?
Roger Kreutz.
Very good. Filed a lawsuit in St. Louis. We love St. Louis. In March, over the fatal head injuries he received... Oh, it was his family. Okay, I was saying he sued for fatal head injuries he received when a car knocked him down in a Starbucks parking lot in 2008. The driver was Aaron Poison, who was trying to get away from Kreutz.
Did you say Poison?
Poisson. Poisson?
Poisson. That's French for fish.
Is it really?
Yes. And Kreutz is German for cross.
Jesus. All right. Enough of the...
fish cross.
Enough language lesson. Let's get through this here. Okay. The driver was Aaron Poisson.
Poisson.
Who was trying to get away from Kreutz.
Right.
But Poisson was not sued. According to the lawsuit, the cause of the fatal injury was negligence by Starbucks because it had mindlessly placed its tip jar in full view on a counter, thus, according to the theory of the lawsuit, goading Poisson into snatching up the money and running out the door and inspiring Kreutz as a good Samaritan to chase Poisson and try to retrieve the employee's tips.
Any coincidence that the Frenchie is the one doing the crime?
No, not at all.
And the German tracking him down?
Completely neutral.
You know? And then isn't the point of a tip jar to make it visible so that people can contribute to it?
You would think so.
No one ever says, well, where's your secret hidden tip jar so I can contribute?
So that nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Exactly. it was reported in November on the Studley senior Shigeo Takuda, 76, the still reigning star of the Japanese elder porn that features older men performing with women young enough to be their granddaughters. In April 2011, quote, Dave Cummings, that's his name,
all right.
Dave Cummings, 71, the best-known older American porn actor, was scheduled for induction into the X-Rated Critics Organization's Hall of Fame, along with eight younger stars. Like Takuda, Cummings, a former U.S. Army officer who changed careers at age 54, claims almost never to need Viagra for his movies, except, he says, for back-to-back scenes or when working with a difficult director.
No.
Said one industry insider describing Cummings' style, he bridges the gap between, quote, creepy uncle and the person the creepy uncle wanted to be.
Oh, see, I think it's just miraculous that people even, because most porn folks don't make it to that age, or at least they look that age and they're only 30.
This is true. Because heroin and AIDS and
that, all that, it do take a toll.
Oh, it sure do. And finally, D.D. Jonro, leading the Bear Grease, is that what that says?
Yes.
The Bear Grease,
well,
the yes. Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon in January of 1991, actually, in northern Minnesota, took a wrong turn and went 300 yards before recognizing her error. The mistake cost her only a few minutes, but stopping to calculate where she was allowed to, her team to have an unsupervised rest, and by the time she was ready to turn the sled around, two of her dogs had begun to copulate.
See,
she was forced to wait on them for 25 minutes and lost the lead.
So at first, I thought you were going to say the race was in 91 and they just heard back from her. She was that lost.
It could be.
She just reappeared. We didn't know where she went.
No, that's a good one, though. Actually, I meant to hit this one. Sorry about that.
Okay. All the dogs are probably gone by now, right?
Probably. You would think so, wouldn't you? I think if we're going to recreate one, this might be the one to recreate.
Okay.
How should we do it?
I can be the Bear Greasy.
You can be the DD. You're going to be the woman, DD Jonro?
Well, they're not really women up there anyway, are they? They're all kind of hairy and outdoorsy.
You know, go with it. Go with it here. And you want me to be a reporter? Is that what
kind of
report
on
you? Like a live report or something like that?
Just let's say after the race, you know.
And after the race?
Yeah, I just got back, or I assume she finished, right?
No, I think it'd be better to do it inside the race, but right before the dogs start to copulate, because I may have some help with that over here. Okay.
Okay.
So let me get the transition sound effect. You can get into character. Okay.
All right.
This may not last very long, and it may not go well. Folks, stand by. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Kerr, and I am here reporting on the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. It is January. We're going to check in here in just a moment with D.D. Jonro. Let's go ahead and see if we can break into her here. Let's see. Okay. Hello.
Mush.
Hello, D.D. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Wayne Kerr. How are you doing?
All right. I took a little bit of a wrong turn there, don't you know?
Your voice sounds awfully deep to be a woman.
Well, you know, I just dropped my third testicle.
What? Okay. So how's the marathon going for you here with the dogs?
Well, you know, I took a little bit of a wrong turn.
You did? Okay. So then are you able to regain your composure and figure out where you need to go?
You know, I'm way behind because, you know, we took a break and I was trying to find out where we were, don't you know?
Okay. So how are the dogs taking it so far?
Well, one seems to be taking it pretty well. Yes, you know, he's going at it like a polecat in heat, don't you know?
Oh, no.
Put some lutefisk on that.
It sounds.
Well, you know, it's kind of getting me a little excited, don't you know? You got to let him finish. You can't pull him out.
Can't pull him out.
No, it's like trying to pull a cork off a frozen bottle of champagne, don't you know?
Can you give me a visual? What I guess I don't need to ask what position they're in.
I'll give you a visual. How about me in a fur coat in your lap, don't you know?
Oh, God.
Because, you know, it's kind of turning me on and burning my biscuits.
Sounds like they're done.
Oh, you betcha.
Probably be best if we were done, too.
Want a puppy?
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, my. Oh, my. I don't even know where to go from there, except maybe it'd be best to just take a break.
I would yeah. concur. Yes. Yeah,
Batman's even nodding. Don't you? I don't know. Now I have this sudden urge to go home and watch Fargo. I mean,
yeah, they're creepy, slow people, aren't they?
Kind of weird. Yeah,
just ask Garrison Keillor.
Who?
Garrison Keillor. That
I know that name.
The Lake Wobegon guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let's take a break.
Yes.
We will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. Is a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila!
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And we're back at the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad, along with Jared. I actually forgot to mention it earlier. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Maybe I didn't say that earlier.
A little late.
Sorry about that. We were just having an argument. I don't know if you caught any of it in the headphones there.
A bit,
Jared.
Yes.
Yeah, that Batman was aggravated with me for, quote-unquote, making fun of his suggestion that the download numbers are higher than he thinks, that I think they're lower than what he tells me, and he was telling me how he figures it out and everything. And I don't know. I mean, your math, honestly, your math sounds correct.
It is correct.
But something else sounds like it's incorrect.
You know, you know what's incorrect? What it is you've got a lazy nation that won't pick up a friggin' computer and send you a message.
Yeah, but you know what they would do? You know what they would do if you could just get it to work?
They would call the
They would call and leave a freaking voicemail on Skype. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, now that it's owned by Microsoft, why don't you call and tell them that you want it fixed?
I ain't calling Dick Squat. I want you to get it fixed.
And while I've been trying.
And while we're at it.
Yours is not the only messages in there.
I'm sure of that. I'm sure that there are plenty, but while we're on the subject,
you gotta quit picking on Batman today.
I'm sorry, but let me I want to tell you one more. Seriously, you have no idea. I could have picked on you a lot more today, and I have not. I've been good. Jared,
I've been good. I'm aware of some restraint going on over here.
Yes, so, bulging Batman, I love you, but I do want you to do this for me as well, okay? The iTunes podcast.
And yes, sir.
You have permission to do this right now if you want to. I don't care if you're clanking away on the keyboard or what. The iTunes podcast. I want you to email the SOB that you've been dealing with or whatever you need to do. Call, whatever you need to do. I want you to tell them to delete that son of a bitch off there. And here's why. I'm going to resubmit it. I want you to let me, I realize that you don't like Podomatic, but it's been working fine for me.
Okay.
And I want to resubmit it. And I know that I can't keep all the episodes on there, but I want to resubmit it through Podomatic and just see if they can get it right. Okay?
You can do that anyway.
I know, but I don't want to do it until they delete that bastard.
Okay.
So see if you can at least get them to confirm that they'll delete it. I would like to do that if you could.
It.
Okay, I appreciate that because I'd like to get it. I mean, people are using iTunes to do it through Podomatic, which is great, but it'd be a lot easier and a lot better for the show promotion to be still on iTunes.
I agree.
So if you could do that, thank you.
You got it.
Appreciate it. All right. So back to the show. Let's move on to commercials again real quick before we get into sports. Okay. Now, we're not going to talk Geico commercials tonight, but we are going to, well, let's just warm up. Let's
Let's warm up with another one of these.
Well, spank my bottom and call me polyethylene. I'm recyclable. Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. In the spirit of conservation, this commercial uses 100% recycled words. Yep, just like water bottles or cans of garbanzo beans. I've used all 160-odd words in this commercial before to describe Motel 6, like clean, comfortable, and lowest price of any national chain. That was a whole six-pack I just recycled there. I figure why make new words when those work just fine? So I can tell you what a great value Motel 6 always has been and still is without contributing to a verbal landfill or increasing my jargon footprint. I see it as doing our part to conserve our precious verbal resources, and that feels pretty good. Almost as good as saving money.
This is a 60.
I bet this will sound familiar too. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
That's all I got to say to that.
Oh, that was peachy.
Sorry. I tried to cover it up there for you. All right, so there's Tom Baudet.
Right.
Now, you know, you're a marketeer.
Okay.
For lack of a better way of saying it, you're a marketing guru.
Sure.
Is that the best way
to put
it?
I'll roll with that.
Okay. Okay. Let me put it this way. I have a feeling that if I became famous somehow, okay, on a larger scale than the four listeners that we have, I'm
going to slap your face.
It's a figure of speech. I'm just saying. It's self-deprecating. That's what I do. This show would be nothing if I just sat here and told you all how good I was, right? Okay.
We do have those moments too.
We do, but it is what it is. And in fact, I'm going to play something here for you a little bit and show you how wonderful I am. You understand a little bit about making a commercial. And you understand,
a little bit
about writing a commercial. You know a little bit about cutting a commercial, whether it be audio, video. I mean,
sure.
You know. Well, I happened to, as I may have mentioned a few weeks ago, go through and find a whole bunch of old, real BJ Bradley / Brad Westmar radio stuff. And this is one of my favorite clips from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away when I was trying to cut a radio commercial for a video store called Premier Video. And I just realized I didn't set one thing up. I need to set something up here on this. So tell people a little bit. I don't know. Tell people about your experience in marketing.
Well, that's horrible.
I don't know. I got to change something here. I screwed up. I forgot to change one thing.
I'm not in consumer marketing. I basically hawk software on behalf of a company to people who presumably want it. Boy, this is boring.
Okay, done. Okay, good. Okay.
Thankfully, God, you just hung me out to dry. Sorry, there,
I
man.
I know. It's happened before.
Who does that?
I'm sorry. Remember on the old show when I just would leave?
That wasn't as bad because we had more time.
I used to just leave and let you just say whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, there is always something to talk about in that place.
That's true. Okay, so this is what I've gotten. It's where, you know, it was digital. It was analog back then. So our multi-track was a big, and we've talked about this. I've talked about it with Batman before. It's how the Foo Fighters recorded their latest album. They used analog tape. So it's an analog tape multi-track, and I basically just let the thing run and run and run and run and record everything I said in between all my takes. And I just keep screwing up. And one of the problems, you'll figure out what one of the problems is right away, I think. So I'm just going to go ahead and start. This was my first take, and hopefully you'll appreciate this. Let's see here.
Introducing the sexy comedy brave enough to say those three magic words, sleep with me, from MGM UA.
I was intrigued by that. Come on, you got to laugh out loud. They
all
can't
right,
see you
all right,
wincing.
All right.
Okay. All right, so here we go. I've still got the tape rolling.
Introducing the sexy comedy brave enough to say those three magic words, sleep with me, from MGM UA Home Video. Sleep with me as a tent, as a, you know, we don't want the sex thing.
Get my mind on other things, apparently. Yeah.
Joseph loves his wife, Sarah. Joseph's best friend, Frank, also loves Sarah. Sarah loves Joseph and Frank. Oh, young love in the 90s. Movies and videos call it the most original romantic comedy of the year. Head to your local video store and say, sleep with me, from MGM UA Home Video. Now available Premier Video.
The one thing you need to know, Premier Video.
My God, what the hell was that?
You sounded really rushed there.
Too much copy.
That's a lot of stuff to plow through.
Yeah, that was the thing. You know, I wasn't the copywriter. I was just the talent. Okay, so after you, yeah, thank you. After you do the show,
that was a batarang to the head.
After you do the show, you do your commercials. Okay, and commercials would consist of two different types of commercials. You either had commercials to cut like that, okay, or you had what we called dubs. And what dubs were, maybe you know, dubs are basically just the commercials already come in on a reel-to-reel tape. Mm-hmm. You need to take those commercials, maybe there's three or four of them that we're going to rotate, and put them back then on one of those eight-track looking carts.
Okay.
So my job would be, if I'm doing dubs, to string up the reel-to-reel and the commercials for Hulk Motors and put the commercials on the cart, label the cart, and put it in the start dates box, basically. Same thing with these commercials, only there was more work, but there was a little bit more creativity involved where you got to, you know, use your voice. And but I wasn't the commercial, I was not the copywriter, which is something you do a lot of.
I do.
Yeah. So you understand the whole, okay, do you have a clue how much 30 seconds is?
Less,
you
know? Less is more with copy.
Exactly. And making matters worse was back then, or even now, but more so back then, because nowadays things are so automated that you almost have to stay at 30 seconds or a smidge under or whatever. But back then you could go 31, 32, 33, 34. And sometimes you get yelled at, but for the most part, nobody really cared as long as the commercial sounded good and as long as the customer was paying, you know?
Right.
So the problem with this, though, too, is that I've got a jingle out that I've got to hit. So I've only got really about 25, 26 seconds before they start to sing. So she wrote me about 30 seconds worth of copy for about 25 seconds worth of talking. So
you sounded like an auctioneer there for a little bit.
It probably gets worse before it gets better. See here. Keep listening. Come on, Brad. BJ Bradley.
Introducing the sexy comedy brave enough to say those three magic words, sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video, sleep with me is a channel. It's a Jesus Christ.
And see, you're in the loop now. Frustration setting in.
Yep. Now, see, and then somebody comes into the door. So you can kind of try to catch a conversation here. I don't know if we want to turn this up a little bit, Batman. I just remember where you had it. So when we go back to commercial, you can bring it back down again. Listen here.
What do you mean it's BJ Love Sarah? Frank and Joseph loving each other.
Oh.
More on that later.
I've got to tell you that I've been in radio now for 6 years. And I never would have guessed I'd be able to say the three words, sleep with me, it was in a commercial.
It's a big deal.
I give up.
I can't remember who that chick was.
What are you mumbling about?
Nothing.
I can't hear you. Close the door.
That one's not. This one's shorter.
This one's shorter than which one?
The other one.
Let's just do the f***ing 60. Huh?
Let's just do the 60. The 60-second commercial. Yeah.
Tell them to start buying 60s. I can make anything of 60.
Yeah, you can stretch anything out, see? You give me 30 seconds with a copy, and I can make it a 60-second commercial. It's no problem. Just like right now, how I'm making this 40 minutes worth of show. It's like 60 minutes. Or 63, or 64, or 57, or... I'm sorry. Let's keep listening here. Sorry.
But with this jingle tag out thingamajigger, I just can't do it. If they just had a music and no jingle out, I could do it. I got as far as now available... And then the jingle started singing.
This was my life back then, people. It was a good life.
Was it?
Okay.
We'll see what we can come up with for you, okay? I don't mind saying sleep with me, that's all. I just laughed my ass off through the entire spot. You know how I'm doing it, too? Let me tell you. It's like, now those three magic words, sleep with me.
I thought it was funny back then, too.
Wow.
It was a fake laugh, though.
Not much has changed. Well,
true.
She is playing Sarah.
This is a movie that's been out. It's out. It's on video now. I've never heard of it before. It's got to be a British movie.
I'm pretty sure I was 345 pounds at that time. Pretty sure that I'd had three microwave cheeseburgers and a large Dr. Pepper and probably had a smoke in between a couple of those cuts, too. So
and yet your voice is deeper now.
Well, you know... I think my voice is more natural now than it was. I try to be more natural now. I mean, back then you can't help but get up sometimes. This is the way it is, you know. And
don't do that.
I don't. Just hey, stop. Everybody. All right, let's get back to BJ Bradley here.
It's got to be a French show. It's got to have Tracy Ullman in it somewhere.
Or she's French.
I don't know why I said that.
Got to have Brian in there somewhere. I'm sure I'll get it. I'll do it okay. It's a matter of trying to put a little fun and emotion into it and also get all the copy, and that's the hard part. Yeah, because it's hard to get it all in there. But I'll get it.
It's hard to get it all in there.
That's what she said.
I'm kind of hungry, though. See?
Cheeseburger six awaits.
Colder than sin, though.
Colder than sin.
Oh, I don't nuke French fries. I tried to nuke a Big Mac one time, and... cold pizza is fantastic for breakfast. I mean, I love it any time of the day, but microwave French fries and Big Macs. Now, there's a meal for you.
She must have been cute, though, because I wouldn't talk to her.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
See you.
Okay.
All right. Better turn down a little bit there, Batman.
Alisa. At least she didn't write this script. Could be worse, I guess.
That was her client, see? Salesperson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know those salespeople.
I know exactly what they do.
Sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM. Oh, Jesus.
I swear.
I do love doing this stuff. I mean, I still do. But it's better to write your own copy.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep with Me is a tantalizing romance starring... Jesus.
Jesus. I never knew Jesus almost made that movie.
Well, Jesus was my friend back then, and he is now, too. See? Yeah.
You're pulling for me, aren't you? You're all up there. I know you are.
I'm talking to nobody.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep with Me is a tantalizing romance starring... a tantalizing romantic comedy is what I want to call it.
Never heard of a tantalizing romance.
Great backing. A lot
of titillating, huh?
You like the background noise?
Background the music. It's very Top Gun.
1995-ish or so. But yeah, you seem to be staring off into space pretty well about taking this all in. Are you wondering to yourself, does he ever get it?
I don't know how it's possible. You're in that spiral, and I can tell like there's times where you don't break, but your voice quavers as if you're kind of laughing about how...
And the problem is that I get nervous sometimes that when... and I do this on the show sometimes, too, that right now, that if I start to get too excited about something, I don't relax, and I start to talk too fast, and I go too fast, and you can't break that unless you take a couple of deep breaths and just calm down, and I'm not doing it there. I'm just doing just the opposite.
You can't because you don't have time to take a breath. And
no, it's true, too.
I'm just surprised, given your health situation, you didn't hyperventilate trying to get that out.
I think I might do it a couple times here in a minute, like a couple of hacks or something. But to answer the question, I think I do get it at the end here. We'll see. I really can't remember, but I think I did. So we'll see here. I don't know. Oh, took a drink. Listen to that.
Oh, that's vile.
One more time. This one's it.
Right.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words, Sleep With Me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep With Me is a tantalizing romance starring Craig Sheffer, Eric Stoltz, and Meg Tilly. Joseph loves his wife, Sarah. Joseph's best friend, Frank, also loves Sarah. Sarah loves Joseph and Frank. Oh, young love in the 90s. Movies and videos cause the most original...
Oh, so close. I could feel it.
Figure if I spit on the mic.
Oh, see.
But did you notice? No, I was trying to do it right. I actually started... about a second before I started the music, trying to buy myself a second.
You're jumping the gun a little bit.
Yeah, on purpose, so I can try to buy myself a second. If I start talking first, then start the music, I give myself an extra second.
Well,
but
and you know what's hard is you build up this. You're supposed to build up to those three words, right? I mean, that's the thing. You're supposed to say, give Sleep With Me the space to kind of give it impact, and the pacing doesn't allow you to do that.
No.
Because you're supposed to deliver those with a punch, and it's...
Right.
Three words, Sleep With Me.
Right. 30 seconds worth of copy, 25 seconds to do it in, and you have to emphasize Sleep With Me, and it just you just don't have the... So you're getting it,
Mr.
Marketeer. Yes, I'm with you. I love calling you the Marketeer.
I don't like that.
Because when I think of it, I think of a guy at a circus with a top hat.
Oh, see, I think of like the Rocketeer, which is almost as bad.
Yeah, you see?
Some sort of 20s-esque.
I like it.
It's the Marketeer or the Rocketeer?
The Rocketeer. It was a cool show.
Call him.
But it's not me.
The Rocketeer.
I'm not a hobbit either, but I like Lord of the Rings.
The Rocketeer. Okay. Hang on here.
What the hell does that have to do with
this? I don't know.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep With Me from MGM UA Home Video. Sleep With Me wants to... Oh, Jesus.
I'll let this roll unless something good happens because...
Oh, that wasn't good.
That was the bottom of my Dr. Pepper. Was that what? What was that? An,
or was the bottom of your bowels?
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those movie ads. Oh, now I'm getting excited. Way too excited.
See? Yep.
I got to stand up. This goddamn microphone would just stay up. Bite me.
Yeah.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video. Sleep with me as a oh, Jesus.
Surprised I didn't say.
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep with Me is a tantalizing romance starring Craig Sheffer, Eric Stoltz, and Meg Tilly. Joseph loves his wife, Sarah. Joseph's best friend, Frank, also loves Sarah. Sarah loves Joseph and Frank. Ah, young love in the 90s. Oh, f*** me.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to burn. You had much time in between.
Yeah. That was a 1995 belch, not a... I'm guessing 95. What?
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep with Me is a tantalizing romance starring Craig Sheffer, Eric Stoltz, and Meg Tilly. Joseph loves his wife, Sarah. Joseph's best friend, Frank, also loves Sarah. Sarah loves Joseph and Frank. Ah, young love in the 90s. Movies and Videos calls it the most original romantic comedy of the year. Head to your local video store and say, Sleep with Me. From MGM UA Home Video, now available to premiere video. Rated R. Oh my God, did I go faster? What holy shit? I gotta keep sharing. Somebody please give me
that. You see how fast I went on that one?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I couldn't win. It was...
Introducing the sexy comedy, brave enough to say those three magic words. Sleep with Me. From MGM UA Home Video, Sleep with Me is a tantalizing romance starring Craig Sheffer, Eric Stoltz, and Meg Tilly. Joseph loves his wife, Sarah. Joseph's best friend, Frank, also loves Sarah. Sarah loves Joseph and Frank. Ah, young love in the 90s. Movies and Videos calls it the most original romantic comedy of the year. Head to your local video store and say, Sleep with Me. From MGM UA Home Video, now available at Premiere Video, rated R.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
Like that feedback at the end? Yeah. I knew you'd like the Batman was worried that was him, weren't you? No? Okay. Are we closing the show here soon or what? What time is it? What's going on here? You've got
1 minute.
You've asked me to, like, you know, get going.
I thought you had your timer going.
I do, and we're like pushing 59 minutes. I think
I'm right here ready when you are, man. Well, you know what? I'll start your damn end music.
John
here
Hunter,
go.
Get that bass going.
There you go.
Get
you're
that
on
bass.
It.
All right.
You're on it. You're
good.
Going.
Very well. Very well. Well, I'm glad I made it to the show.
It's good to have you back.
It would have been bad if I wouldn't have made it.
I wouldn't have been able to fly solo.
Be the three of us, or the two of you, I should say, without me, would be bad.
Just not the same without the menage a trois.
No, it's
you
not.
You can't do math tonight.
No, not very well. Have you decided, I meant to talk to you about this during the pre-show libations, and I didn't ask you, are you going to be here next week? Have we decided this yet?
90% yes.
Okay. Would you prefer that we start at a decent time?
Yeah, but I'm going to have, I have a flight going out Thursday night, but I should be okay.
Okay. Because I don't want to, we won't hold you too long. We won't do a bonus segment.
No, well, I can't stay for that.
I understand.
I'll kill you before that
happens. I don't want that to happen. So,
all right.
You never know. I got to wrap this up. Jared, thank you for being here.
Thank you for getting the name right.
That's what speed do,
jerky.
Batman at the controls, as always, thank you, my friend. And I am Brad Westmarsh saying, see you in Tuscaloosa. Good night.
The Best of the Brad Westmarsh Show is a Jackalope Radio production.